At least three people have been confirmed dead after a 6-magnitude earthquake jolted Luxian County in Sichuan Province on Thursday. Dozens more were injured. Provincial authority have allocated 50 million yuan, or about $7.8 million, to support disaster relief efforts. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend a meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization today via video link. He's attending at the invitation of Tajik President Emomali Rahmon, who will chair the meeting. The Chinese President will also attend a joint summit of SEO leaders and member states of the Collective Security Treaty Organization on the Afghanistan issue. China's Shenzhou-12 manned spacecraft has separated from the country's space station and is scheduled to return to Earth later today. Ni Haisheng, on behalf of the 3-man crew that also includes Liu Boming and Tang Hongbo, expressed their gratitude to the people who have supported them. China is getting ready to launch its Tianzhou-3 cargo ship. It will deliver supplies to the space station for the subsequent Shenzhou-13 manned mission. The Long March 7Y4 rocket carrying the cargo spacecraft has been transported to the launch area in Hainan Province. West Africa's main regional bloc has imposed sanctions against the junta in Guinea and demanded they return the country to constitutional rule within 6 months. After an emergency summit of the Economic Community of West African States in Accra, the bloc's president said they will freeze the financial assets, impose travel bans for junta members and their relatives. Jean-Claude Cassi-Brou also called for an election in 6 months. The junta is meeting with political, religious, and business leaders this week for talks to form a transitional government. Coup leaders have not said how long the government will last. The Chinese mainland reported 62 new local COVID-19 cases on Thursday. 61 were found in Fujian and 1 in Yunnan. China's National Health Commission says over 1 billion people in the country are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Among them, over 95 million are aged between 12 and 17, and more than 200 million aged 60 and above. It also warned that new variants are posing challenges in the efforts to achieve herd immunity through vaccination. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accepted China's invitation to attend the Beijing Winter Olympic Games next year. The Games will open in Beijing on February 4th. China's Industry and Information Ministry has issued a notice telling auto companies to enhance data security oversight over connected vehicles. All smart car makers are required to establish data security management systems and regularly assess risks from network attacks.